Vandayadatha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Kopidana Vallabha Sirivaradhari. Kopidana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janardana. Soda nandana vaja jana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Jai Nishmide,
Hare Hare, Nrisimhare, Jaya Nrisimhare, Jaya Nrisimhare, Jaya Nrisimhare, Nrisimhare, Jaya Nrisimhare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Sira Prabhupada, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. So, Hare Krishna. Yes, I also want to encourage those devotees who sit on chairs, which is beautiful arrangement, to maybe move their chairs to the back so that those who sit down can see, no? Please join me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa sunyavani askatyare satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaudakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Those who work the computer, can I request you to bring this diagram, world is big, Krishna is small, from last thing. So my dear devotees, I want to welcome you affectionately for this last chance for us to spend time together. My last presentation here in this festival. I will move tomorrow with the rising sun, hopefully, to do some more service in somewhere else. So I would like to be very give you a little bit a contextual framework. Throughout this festival, I thought I would address the crazy brother in the cellar. This is an expression from psychology, that some of us have our questions, our problems, but we want to hide them from the devotees, from everyone else. Almost like, you know, when you have a crazy brother, you put him in the cellar. And so that your guests won't see the company in which you are. But then he comes out at the most inopportune moment and in the midst of them, when you sit there and eat your cookies and drink your tea with your exalted guests, and bang, everyone knows, ooh, he has a crazy brother. So we all have a crazy brother in the cellar, a little a doubter, someone who is not yet a devotee. And therefore, we have problems in our spiritual life. And in this diagram, which you see, the problem, Jayata, maybe I can communicate with you. And is the diagram there? It is there. Good. I wanted to a little bit explain that many times in our spiritual life, we are not really like Prahlad Maharaj, not steeped in deep faith. We are a little bit more like Indra, who's known in our scriptures to again and again switch off his bhakti, and he's sometimes very proud. He is challenging Krishna at the Govardhan puja day, when Krishna had put actually the offerings which were meant for Indra in the service of Giriraj. He thought, well, am I not better than a rock? You know, and he thought to punish Krishna. Indra often is, I mean, how to explain it nicely, seducing the wives of saints, even if they are beautiful. Indra does this. He is a mixed devotee. He believes in Krishna. He is worshipping Krishna. But from time to time, his conditioned side comes over him. And that's because he's so attached to the world. And that diagram you see on the left side, the beginner devotee, the mixed devotee, who has still a lot of the world in his mind, poetry, music, films, desires for which he wants to fulfill in his life, and Krishna is very small for him. But when he advances, he will increase Krishna, and the world will not be as important to him any longer. There is a verse which I request the computer devotees to bring now up for you. It is from Padyavali. Rupa Goswami has collected in that work many verses, and it shows you a little bit the it starts with, "Hey Bhagavan, your devotees, sea and ocean." It shows you a little bit how a devotee, in his mind, the world is not so important. Has the verse come up? You please repeat after me. Tvat bhakta sharitam patim kulakavat kadyotavat paskaram. Everyone. Tvat bhakta sharitam patim kulakavat kadyotavat paskaram. We can continue. Merum pasyati loshtavat kimaparam bhume patim brityavat. Chintaratna charam shila shakalavat kalpadrumam kastavat samsaram trinarashivat kemaparam deham nijam bhavam. This shows a little bit how a devotee for whom Krishna is very big and the world is very, not is seen as unfulfilled promise, you know. Hey, my lord, your devotees see an ocean as a palm full of water. The sun to be a firefly in the night, no? Mount Sumeru, a lump of clay. The sovereign king of the whole world to be just a menial worker. A bunch of Chintamani gems to be merely small pebbles, a desire-fulfilling tree to be an ordinary stick, and the material world to be simply a stick of hay. What else can I say? In separation from you, their own bodies become a burden. Now I want to connect to Mathurananda's question. He said, is this an exclusive club? You know, who can see like this? Who will ever see like this? That the world is insignificant. And some things are mentioned which are of interest, perhaps. The king of the world is just a slave to others, a menial worker in the eyes of a devotee, no? And Chintamani gems, small pebbles. How do we come to this now? We need to translate Shastra into our life. Someone who does not translate Shastra into his or her life will have the Shastra always there, unobtainable, far out of reach. Someone who translates the principles of Shastras into this, his reality and his life, he will make tremendous advancement. My dear devotees, have you noted that when you became a devotee, you were willing to give up many things that are now difficult for you to give up? Have you noted that? What were you giving up at that time? What is about the things we don't talk? Good sex. I know. Yes, people left their partners. I have seen. Well, then it was not so good. I don't know. Going to interesting music concerts, that was for me the big thing. To see Led Zeppelin live on stage, wow, I would rob a bank in order to make it possible. I don't do this any longer. What else you were giving up? Dressing, what's about dressing? Look at your dress now. Look, it is not extraordinary. It's like everyone else. I don't hear you. Smoking hashish? No, why not be real? Why all this talk? What has happened with us that we can't address truth any longer? Sports. Sports. Well, you have a mountain bike, I've seen. Yeah. It has come back, Acha. Yes. I don't want to make your life any longer inconvenient by giving real examples from your life. I will talk like a Hare Krishna Swami now, from this moment. This fierce determination which we have seen in the beginning of spiritual life is often the result of desperation. You cannot enjoy like this, and you feel, if I go on like this, I tried to squeeze the lemon for taste, but I found it dry. I have given up my hope to enjoy. No? Many of you say, why did you join? You say, I suffered in the material world. No? But this motivation is not enough for bhakti. To maintain bhakti, you cannot go on desperation any longer. You will not be able to maintain a fixed determination because life will change. You will become happy due to the practice of bhakti. Have you noted how happy we were yesterday? So then the desperation is gone. And if desperation or suffering is the only motivation, you will not be successful in your spiritual practice on the long run. There is a person in the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, who initially, in the beginning, had a lot of desperation. He was a rich man who lost everything due to governments, due to thieves, due to relatives, and he was rejected from his own house and then lived on the street by begging. His life became so tense that even when he had begged, for instance, a bowl of eating, and he was just sitting down to eat it, the food was contaminated by someone who poured something in. I will spare you the details. And he couldn't eat it. He became a desperate person. And some say that that is why he turned to become a devotee. He spoke one verse which all devotees who take sannyas are chanting. Etam sastaya paratmanishtam. No, it is the Brahmana says, I will give up this world. I will now follow the path with the previous acharyas have followed, and I will worship Lord Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, and in this way cross the material ocean. But this is there. He was desperate and then turned into a devotee of the Lord, but desperation was not his main goal. In the 11th canto, chapter 23, verse 28, he informs us, the Avanti Brahmana, he sings a song. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's where my song talent leaves me already. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, must certainly be pleased with me. Indeed, it was him who has brought me to this suffering and forced me to experience detachment, which is the boat to carry me over the ocean of material life. He was Krishna conscious. He was able to see the hand of the Lord, which became beautiful and wonderful and turned everything into the most merciful event. He could give up the world like a piece of straw, or what are here, an ordinary stick, he gave the material world up as a stick of hay, you know, some hay that is on the ground. Because he had the Lord in the heart. So, first point, desperation or suffering is not a motivation that can keep you in bhakti. You have to advance in Krishna consciousness. Last week someone came to me and said, I have lost my taste in chanting. What shall I do? And I said, you must start from the beginning. Why do we chant? He said, I've given a promise. We chant because we want to be connected with Krishna. We want to worship Krishna. We want to think of Krishna. Only if you start anew with this, will you chant with bhakti. And only when you chant with bhakti will you maintain your practice. No? So this determination, let us look at this determination, which is necessary for bhakti. Today, where do we get it? Where do we old devotees get it, who are 20 years already on the path, or 5 years, or 1 year, or 3 weeks? Where do we old devotees get our determination that initially put us into the boat that brought that started our journey? The Sanskrit word for this is perhaps the most important verse, which a sadhaka needs to learn. It's called nirbandha, or firm determination, or perseverance. I think all of you must take your bhakti and give your bhakti an abhishek, a purifying bath, so that it is free from so many distractions. There is a book, it happens to be one of my favorite. It's called Bhaktamala. It is in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's time, it was put on the list of books you have to know in order to pass certain Shastric tests. Bhaktamala describes the life of the devotees, and perhaps more important, how the devotees were meeting Krishna and having Krishna conscious experiences. And at the very beginning of this book, which is really a collection of success stories of saints or sinners who became saints, there the author gives a process whereby which his readers could bring their bhakti to a new dimension. And this is, he says, Bhakti Devi is like a goddess, a divine goddess. For instance, Tulsi or Vrinda Devi is a goddess. Who is another goddess for us whom we worship? I cannot hear you. Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati, Ekadashi. Why do you forget Radharani in the Hare Krishna movement? Radha, supreme goddess of Krishna's heart. No? And goddesses, they are like, they are deities who reciprocate more when you worship them. Who of you worships deities sometimes? Have you noted when you really are worshipping them with some faith, some bhakti, that the deity reciprocates? You have noted? We have, you know, I'm usually... for me, coming to Nrisimha Chaturdasi and then worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev is always one of the highlights when I may come on the altar and do the aarti, because I see that Krishna keeps his word in the Gita. Yeya tamang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. In the degree you worship me, I reveal myself. No? So that's natural law in bhakti. No, what you put in, Krishna gives back manifold to you. So when we stand before Lord Nrisimhadev and we chant for him, or if we can offer an aarti, he reciprocates. Therefore, one of the rules of the pilgrim is he should always give presents when he comes. Did you bring something for Lord Nrisimhadev? You brought. Good. Most of you look depressed. You forgot. Because yeya tamang prapadyante, that the deity will reveal himself according to how you worship him. Don't we know this from human beings? When someone has birthday and we say happy birthday to you, and we have a gift, pizza or something, then they may embrace us even. So Krishna is like this, he reciprocates and so on. So bhakti is also a bhakti devi, is a deity. Srimati Bhakti Devi is devotional service personified. And if you worship her, she will bless you in many ways. Oh, now I want to talk about Bhakti Devi, but this would put my lecture somewhere else. For this, I have notes, so I keep on my notes. My dear devotees, so in this book, Bhaktamala, we are encouraged to worship Bhakti and then feel her response. Cleanse her devotional body with the fragrant oil of your faith. Cleanse her a second time with the scented oil of shravanam or hearing, this will clean the whole atmosphere from false ego when you hear a lot. Then bathe. So we have oiled Bhakti Devi. It's a traditional process of worship. Bathe her with the crystal clear waters of Smaranam, remembering Krishna. So we have now Shraddha. We should increase our Shraddha. We have heard we should do Shravanam, a lot of Shravanam. And now we hear we should do what? Smaranam, yeah. Now wipe her body. Now with the right hand. With the towel of compassion. Bhakti likes it. Bhakti Devi likes it. If you are good to others, if you bring them to bhakti, if you enliven their spiritual life, dress Bhakti Devi with the garment of humility. Dress in humility. Now, then, when she is ready, she is now oiled, she is bathed, she is dressed, she stands there, she's a real goddess. You will have to now put some cosmetics on her. Apply the fragrant cosmetics of firm determination, and we will hear about this a little bit. And then adorn her, it means ornament her, with the ornaments of chanting the holy name. Your bhakti becomes effulgent, adorned, like earrings, brilliant earrings, if you chant the holy name. Give her earrings, that is the service to devotees. Give Bhakti Devi a nose ring, which means the mental service of the Lord. That's when you sit down and do service in your mind. There are many things in this Abhishek. And finally, at the very end, give her the betel nut of desire, for your desire of uninterrupted service. Bhakti, please engage me in your service. I want to do service. In this way, my dear devotees, you will quickly attain the loving service of their lordships. How do you like this? I think our Damodar Priya, who gives amongst other very nice courses, also courses on deity worships, still you're giving, that I will give you this and you can make a snapshot. Because here the whole idea is, we are devotees of the Lord, we are trying to walk the path of bhakti, but if our bhakti is lifeless, if our bhakti is undressed, unadorned, not fragrant, and so on, she will not respond to us, she will not empower us, she will not enliven your spiritual life, because you have not invited her to come and reciprocate. The amazing amazing thing. Now, from where do you get the bhakti then? My first point is, we need to enliven our bhakti. My dear devotees, there is no better place to enliven the devotees than sadhu sangha. Worship with association with genuine devotees. There is a verse which we want to chant for together from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:51-53, Bhava Pavago Brahmato. Bhava Pavago Brahmato Yada Bhavech. Janasyata Yachuta Sat Samagama. Satsangamo yahi tadaiva satkato. Satsangamo yahi tadaiva satkato. Padavadeshe Tvayi Jayate Mati. The translation: when the material life of a wandering soul has ceased, O Achyuta, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there awakens in him devotion unto you. No? When you associate with the Lord, its devotees, then the devotion or bhakti for the Lord will awaken. No? Who are the goal of the devotees and the Lord, the Lord of all causes and their effects. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti says that he has a complicated argument, which I don't want to get into here. Due to some grammatical rules, it needs to be read differently. So I want to ask you to take the verse down. You need to forget what you have heard at the moment and hear it how it needs to be understood. The material life, do you listen? There is nothing on the screen now for you. You will not see anything. So you can look in this direction to understand better. The material, yeah, we are all screen junkies, no? We need to. Do I talk too heavy to you? I can also talk very cultured if you wish. You're with me now?
Yes.
The material life of a wandering soul, that's us, no? The material life of a wandering soul ceases or stops, O Achyuta, when one attains the association of your devotees. Because when one associates with these devotees, bhakti or devotion for you awakens in the heart. Oh, my Lord, you are the goal of the devotees and the Lord of all causes and their effects. In other words, whatever happens in your advancement is not because of you. It is because Krishna blesses you. But again, Krishna will look before he blesses someone if that person really wants it. He will not interfere. God's determination is, I will not take the freedom of any conditions of any soul. No? So, for you to advance, it is important to make the first step to associate with devotees. And to make this step, you have done it already at the very beginning. And you are glorious. You are worshipped by Lord Brahma with Madhupaka, each one of you. Because you had at that time something which you will lose in organized religion. Nirbandha, or firm determination. People who are in organizations, they think, we are all right, we are fine, we have joined the right sangha. People who remain spiritual, look, what is my heart? What is with my heart? I need to transform my heart. It's not enough to be a member. It's not enough to be initiated, to have a name and so on. I need to move forward now. I need to enliven my bhakti and go forward to Krishna. For that, you need to make the determination to have association with devotees, where you hear with some faith. My dear devotees, in six things, faith determines the outcome. When you go to a doctor, faith in him is important. If you have no faith in your doctor, you quacksalber. means you fake doctor. You will not be healing, even if he gives you medicine. You need to have faith in medicine if you take it. You need to have faith in the advice of an astrologer if you take astrological counsel. You need, when you take a guru, to have and maintain faith in the guru. If you have no faith, if your faith breaks, you will not be able to benefit very much from him. And in this way, there are six, I forgot the others, where the outcome of what you do is absolutely dependent on faith. And for this faith, we do go to devotees. We listen to them with faith. We listen to them with the desire, okay, what I get here, that I will put into practice and see what is the outcome. Then you can make advancement. And Prabhupada gives an example which makes you blush. I will ask you another question. Who of you has drunken alcohol? You don't dare to be honest. Who of has, okay, no pointing of, because it doesn't work in our Sangha. Were there moments in your alcohol career when you drank too much? Don't say. Don't say. It's too challenging. I can tell you I was. Sometimes out, I slept for 3 days under a bush afterwards, because life had its frustrating moments for me. So this example of drinking and becoming a drunkard is taken in the Sufi tradition to illustrate the process of becoming Sufi conscious, you know, the enlightened. And it's interesting, Prabhupada talks many times about this in his lectures. So he says, the thing is, if you want to become a drunkard, you mix with the people who drink. Then you start drinking. Little. After some time, you become a big drunkard. Similarly, if you have got this sense that I shall understand what is God, if anyone wants sincerely that I will understand what is God, then your drinking business immediately begins. Then, if you continue, so, did you get the subtlety? To drink, you don't just go, in this example, to your whiskey bottle, but you first associate with people who like this, who are interested. They might give you tips, here's a good brand, you know, you take it. And in their association, you become a big in this. Then, if you continue, when the drunkard has become a big drunkard, you become a big devotee. You see the analogy, no? It's spoken text. So, the beginning is that you must be a little anxious that how I can understand God. And this is the qualification. And then you have association with these type of people. Have we not all, you know, we are social beings. Our social self grows in the association of society. I can speak German to you because I grew up with a German speaking environment. I can sing, I can quote to you many poems because I read a lot. I grew up in such an atmosphere. I can sing to you if you want classical music. Because I grew up in this atmosphere until the Rolling Stones came into my life, and then I grew up in another culture. I had association in another culture, which is a little embarrassing. So I will not go too much in the detail. My dear devotees, if a human being would never see his parents, would never hear a human language, but would be put out into the forest, as it was done in old times when the parents didn't want their children. They would not kill them. That was not done. They were put in the forest and would say, let God take care of them, or we can't maintain the children. So if a human being would be put into the forest and would be found by wolves, he will turn into a wolf. He will howl when there is full moon. He will know the ways wolves communicate with each other. And there are cases which are well documented of wolf children. So as our social self grows in the company of the society in which we are, our spiritual self will grow in the company of spiritual people. That is why some devotees who want to think the process of Krishna consciousness to the very end, they are interested in Krishna and his associates, his society. There are works by our Goswamis who describe in detail the names, the dresses, the habits of these people from the spiritual society, so that you have an opportunity to associate with this type of thought and then grow into it. This comes when you are anxious to know. No, don't do it when you're not anxious to know. It will not work, because faith is required for everything. So, association with devotees, with faith, my dear devotees, with affection, not out of ritual, asking questions that are on your mind, hearing the answers and then following them, that will make you into a first-class drunkard. You can translate it. It will make you, let's talk ISKCON language, into a big devotee. So good. This is the Brahma Vaivata Purana. I will end with this. The manifestation of divine love occurs only, it happens only, upon hearing Shastra in the association of saintly devotees. This is there. The last thing which I want to give to you, I have given you the Abhishek of Bhakti to increase Krishna's world. I've given you some new reflections on Sadhu Sangha. Now is spiritual practice, my dear devotees. There is a principle in practice that needs to be understood. That is, what I do now is what I become later. Many of you like prasadam, and you eat prasadam in your young days a lot. In your old days, look at us older devotees, you will become something. A very big weight you will become, and most probably very ill, because you have eaten too much sweets. It's not healthy. Any doctor can say to you, what you do now is what you become later. When I exercise, I will be able to build up muscles. What I do now is what I become later. When I take care that my chanting and my sadhana is on the mark, is good, then what I become later is a purified devotee. what I do now is what I become later. That's the principle of sadhana or spiritual practice. Now there is one sadhana which is reserved for the Kali Yuga, not reserved, it's always done, but it is especially powerful in Kali Yuga. It's the science of sound. Are you still with me?
Yes.
And you must know something from the linguistic theory to understand why chanting is so powerful. In sound, there are three items. There is the sound itself, a name, a word. There is, this is called shabda, there's vastu, or the object of sound. For instance, if I say salt, the object of that sound is this white crystals, no? Sodium phosphate or something and something, that's not the right name for it. What is the right word for salt?
Sodium chloride.
Yes, I should use another word. The word has an object, this substance, salt, sodium chloride, whatever we call it, no? It has an object. When we say the word, we think of the object. Let us use a good thing here in our association, Sandesh outfit. It's easy for us to relate, because this morning we saw the object, and some of you, the children from our farm, from our Nishinga farm, said, when can we eat it? When can we eat it? That's how a child has a darshan, you know. Hare Krishna. That sound has an object. And there is an artha, which is the meaning of the sound, or the mental image which comes. Like when we sit and say, let us say a word which has an object. I have to tune into what is relevant for you. My antennas don't work at the moment because I'm concentrated, so let me use anything. I will say now a word and try to see if a mental image forms. Here is a simple one. A pizza with olive oil, ananas and capperi. Close your eyes and see if a mental image comes. A pizza, olive oil, ananas, capperi. Did something come?
Yes,
because it's that is an easy one for us, no? So in your chanting, you also use shabda, a name. You also use, there is also a vastu, the named. It's Krishna. And there should also come the third, that is the meaning or mental image of Krishna. If there is no meditation about the meaning, and if there is no connection in your mind with the Lord and how he looks and so on, your chanting is two-thirds perfect, but not completely. You need to, therefore Prabhupada said when he was asked what to do when you can't chant, you sit down before the deities, he said, you look at the deity and then you chant, because then the third qualification is there. You have an image of the Lord. You know the one whose name you chant. My dear devotees, this is crucial to maintain chanting with affection and with enthusiasm. However, now comes something. I want to chant with you a verse Yatesh Tamare Bharata. Is the verse there? No, not yet. It's there. It's coming. It's processing. With chanting, there is a wonderful secret. The Lord wants you. The Lord is pleased even if you chant not on the highest level. If you just try the best way you can. Especially if you chant following the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gonitai. Now, Prabhupada once gave a lecture. He said, to develop love for Krishna is not possible.
What?
Because you don't know Krishna. How can you love someone you don't know? Do you follow his logic? Then the lecture goes on. And it is this effect. The Lord is beyond our mind, beyond our words. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he gives love, which is the only way, or affection you could call it, to know the Lord. He gives it, he distributes it. When you follow in Lord Chaitanya's line, what do you consider the most important instruction of Lord Chaitanya? How to chant? How to do it? I hear the Sanskrit, Trinadapi, did you say? Trinadapi, so yes, you must chant free from ego. I say it a little different than you have heard it, so that you think again about the verse. You must chant in a mood of humility. Or, at least you must chant and know this is my goal. In the beginning, it's very difficult to chant without ego, because that's all we have in our personality, the constructed personality. But we can chant and aspire to be humble. For instance, today I so much wanted to sing the Guru Puja. Then I looked around. Then I thought one devotee should chant the Guru Puja. But there was another devotee who said, I want to chant the Guru Puja. And I knew I would be in trouble if I wouldn't. Not that. I knew it was the right thing to let that devotee who said chant. And I had to give up my ego. I was thinking, I might know a better melody than you. My ego was saying. But then I thought, you are going, you're on a festival, you're a pilgrim. Put your North German ego to the side as much as possible. This is the process. This you have to do again and again and again and again and again. So here is the verse with us. Yes, no, just now coming. What is the situation? No verse? What? Wait a second. This in India, it can mean 3 weeks. Okay, I read you the translation first. And as the technical team loses liters of sweat, it's there. Good. Once Lord Nityananda, who is considered to be even more merciful than who? Sri Chaitanya. He had a meeting with the Lord and he gave a talk, and then afterwards he said something. What he said is here. Yateshtam rebrata Guru Hari Hari Dvanam Ashin Anisham. Everyone. Yateshtam Rebrata
Guru Hari Hari Dwane Manisham.
Let's try this again. It was almost perfect.
Yate Shtam Re Brata Guru Hari Hari Dwane Manisham.
Alone.
Atato Vasam Saram Mudita Ranada Yo Mayilaget Tato Vasam Saram Mudita Ranada Yo Mayilaget.
So this is the assurance of Lord Nityananda. My dear brothers and sisters, of course, just chant the holy name of the Lord. Then I will be responsible for you. You will be my responsibility. I will take you across this material nature. This is the assurance given by Nityananda Prabhu. You simply chant the holy name and I will take care of the rest. I will take you to Krishna. I will take you to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beautiful, no? So, yes, but is this a lazy Hari Bol or is it a relief? My question was different. Is this the Hari Bol of a lazy person who feels, let me stay like I am. Let my do what I am. Nityananda, Nityananda. This responsible. It should be an aspiring Hari Bol that, oh yes, I know I'm not so qualified at this very moment. But, my Lord, I will give my Abhishek to my Bhakti. It needs a new Abhishek. By the way, those of you who want this verse, I will put it, Jayatam will be there. Jayatam has no time at this moment. Your name, Prabhu? Sudam will be there. He will stand here and you can make a snapshot of that verse afterwards. How you can enliven your bhakti. Is this of interest for you? I can guarantee you only 5 people will take a snapshot. The rest will only say it is of interest to you. That you need to change first. You need to become a real person in bhakti. Very important. I know I'm a very... I will now say polite things. Don't worry. So... in this lecture series, we will go to the first slide with the Indra and Prahlad. We wanted to describe our situation in the material world. We are occupied with the world since a long, long time. And therefore, even as sadhakas, the world is still of interest. Good, we may not be interested in the talks in the newspapers, then we are interested in the, but we are interested in the problems other people have on the path. No? We talk about people more than Krishna. But if you know how to make the world of Krishna grow, then Krishna will become more important for you and that will be the miracle of bhakti, so much so that the world is no longer able to disturb you. Disturbances will come, my dear devotees. I could cry when I think of what many of you will have to see in this lifetime. You will have to see many disappointments. You will have to see illness, you will have to see the loss of people who are dear to you. Your own gurus will depart while you're still alive. That will be not easy for many of you, and so on. But if you let the world of Krishna grow in you, then you will go through it not exactly perhaps like Prahlad, who is our Mahabhagavat, whom we look up to, but you will go with resilience through it. For this, to make this world grow, we were talking about Nirbandha, a firm determination that comes. Let me give you an example. There may be someone in the audience who was terribly overweight. And when he turned up to festivals or so, people body shamed him. Oh, you are so thick and so fat, and so on. And one day this person who was terribly overweight and got sick from it might have thought, from this day on I change. Food is for me now no longer delicious, it is calories only. And I will see when to stop the calories. I know devotees who have done secret surgeries on their stomach to stop eating. That was to make them very small. In America, I know one. In Europe, I don't know. So to do such a surgery, there was a fierce determination in Nirbandha. This is not required of you. It doesn't have to be that strong. But I just wanted to give you something to think about, because many of you are concerned about weight and how you look to others. So this is perhaps an example you can relate to. So how will you get your determination strong? Well, give your bhakti an abhishek. Decorate her. Cleanse her with the oil of Shravanam. Bathe her with the crystal clear water of Smaranam. Wipe her body with the towel of compassion. Dress your bhakti in the garment of humility. Then give some oil. Some cosmetic, I don't know what is cosmetic. You know better. Cosmetic is what you do to decorate the face, or is it for the rest of the body? Face. Only face. Good, thank you. So apply the fragrant cosmetics. They should smell nice. Of firm determination. Adorn her with the ornaments of chanting the holy name. Finally, offer her the betel nut. Betel nut is very invigorating. It makes you up and about, you know. Betel nut of the desire for uninterrupted service. That's the first thing, and I suggested two things to do. Do you remember the first? Sadhu Sangha, but remember the little verse which said, a sadhu is only helpful to you if you have faith. An astrologer, you will not follow what the astrologer says. Faith is required. Or the doctor, you will not follow what the doctor says if you think he is a quack. So look for those sangha. Not all devotees can do that for you. You will have to look for that sangha of devotees you can listen with faith. No? And finally, the holy name. And I'm all about the holy name, because, my dear devotees, there is a blessing in this age of Kali given by Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever you are, just chant in the way you can chant. Try to give your best. Try whatever it is. Maybe you can sit 10 minutes in a kirtan and then you need to go. Good, fine. Next time it's 15, then it's, one day it's 15 hours, you know, and so on. That is not necessary, by the way, to sit so long. Yeah. What did you think about the drunkard example? I once heard it when I was in Stockholm. I would like to tell this story. Can I tell the story? So Prabhupada had come to he wanted to be in our Hare Krishna festivals. He had heard this and that so many people came, and he came from London by airplane just to attend. I think he stayed 3 days or so, a short amount of time. He gave lectures in the temple, but he came to a few programs. One was in Uppsala also. And then my memory of the... One was in Stockholm. At that time, we had developed a new suite. It was called Vishnu Tattva. Wow! That Vishnu Tattva, it's nowhere to be found in our society. It's really good, you know. So I was made the... When Prabhupada gave the lecture, I had to guard the Vishnu Tattva, mostly from devotees and also from anyone who wanted to have prasadam before the lecture was over. Now, in the area that was at the end of the program hall, there were many drunkards who were leaning against the wall. They were lying, not even, you know, this is Stockholm drunkards. They were lying, leaning like this, waiting until the lecture would be over and prasadam would be served. Naturally, they had great affection for prasadam. So I was always there seeing that no one would get at the Vishnu Tattva before. So I was not really paying attention, because, yes, I was guarding the Vishnu Tattva, but I was making plans to steal a good amount of Vishnu Tattva for myself and my devotee friend, you know. I wanted to throw something somewhere, explode something. I had a tongue, and then everyone would turn there, and then I would steal it, and no one would notice who it was. There was something like this. I had made a plan. So I was not really, because it was Vishnu Tattva. If you would know what is Vishnu Tattva, you would make even wilder plans. So here, then it came. Prabhupada, all of a sudden, I heard him saying, and even if you are a drunkard, the atmosphere became silent. Even the drunkards knew Prabhupada was now addressing them. Even if you are a drunkard, there were like 50. Just you can also become a first-class yogi. Wow. If you meditate about the taste in the liquor, that is Krishna, then you become a first-class devotee. First he said yogi, then he said devotee. So somewhere you can start. Do you know the verse from the Gita where Krishna says something about raso ham apsu kontiya? I'm the taste in water. He doesn't say whiskey. He said, but rasa it means liquid, and it's any type of liquid. It falls in that category. So even you, now, no one of you should abuse this text. You are well beyond the people on the wall. You are sitting in the like. Everyone needs to act according to his adhika, his present qualification. We don't have that. We have left that behind. You follow at least 3 or 2 rules of regulation, so you are fine. You are on the way. Yes. So, yes, this I wanted to say. Sadhu Sangha, and then I wanted to speak about the chanting of the holy name, because it's a blessed practice blessed by Nityananda. I will end here. There is a, I will ask for a few questions, but those who are going to the seminar of our Krishna Prema Rupa, it starts in 3 minutes or so in the temple room. What is your subject, Krishna Prema Rupa, Prabhu? Oh, yeah. Nrisingadev in the what? In Gaur-lila. So you will hear about how Radha-Raman manifested from three Shilas and then how Lord Nrisingadev appears in the Gaur-lila. I guess it is not. I will stop here, and those who have individual questions can come here. But the lecture, the formal lecture, is finished. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hari Shyam ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.